Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today with Steve Meyer of Paragon Economics. Back with Steve after this.
McDonald's sausage biscuit sandwich is so awesome. It's a sizzling sausage patty snuggled inside a fluffy, flaky biscuit and offer only $1. The best part? It's made by local Oklahoma companies, which helps keep my fellow Oklahomans busy working. And that puts money back into our local economy. This is a breakfast I can feel good about, all the way down to the last bite. I might just have to have another.
Get a delectable sausage biscuit sandwich served up every day on McDonald's Dollar Menu. Served during breakfast hours only at participating McDonald's.
If you're a Native American who experienced discrimination from the USDA while trying to get a farm loan, you could get a payment of up to $50,000 or more. There will be meetings in the Firehouse Grill meeting area at the Choctaw Nation Grand Casino in Hugo, Oklahoma on September 20th through the 22nd, where you can get free legal help filing a claim. That's the Choctaw Nation Grand Casino in Hugo, Oklahoma, September 20th through the 22nd. Go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506 for more details and a full schedule of meeting.
At a House Ag Subcommittee hearing on Wednesday, livestock producers made the case that ethanol has got an unfair advantage over feed grain usage when it comes to corn. Randy Sprunk is a hog farmer from Minnesota, representing the National Pork Producers Council. He says that the ethanol industry is using more and more of the nation's corn supply. This year is expected to overtake livestock and poultry producers as the largest user of corn, but its growth has been driven almost entirely by the renewable fuel standard mandate, which makes no provision for short corn supplies. To explain that, Steve Meyer, during the question and answer period with lawmakers, explained that bottom line is that ethanol usage has grown dramatically over the last several years. No other user of corn has seen that type of growth at all.
The usage of corn for feed and residual is lower than it has been, is lower now than it was 5-10 years ago. If you look, food non-ethanol food and industrial usage is roughly the same. Exports goes up and down, but generally on a level playing field as well. The only one of the four major uses of corn that has gone up is ethanol, and it has gone up eightfold, and 75% of that in the last 5 years. At the same time, the corn crop has gone up, but not nearly by the amount of these usages. Now, given all the others are the same, we have more corn to work with, and ethanol is the one that's gone up eight by a factor of eight, who's driving the market? I mean, I don't think there's any question that it's ethanol. Now, the speculation pay part of it, it certainly did in 2008 and 9. But speculators like markets that go up and down. And if we look at the market this year, it's just gone up and stayed up. It's not a speculator's playground other than day trading, which is always going on. And so I would happen to agree. I think we need to put tighter limits on speculative positions. Hedging against inflation, you should be if you're going to be counted as a hedger, and thus be exempt from position limits, you should be hedging against the commodity in question, not against some general inflation or move in the economy. But still, I don't think there's any question that ethanol has been the driver here. And the real question is, what happens when we don't have enough corn, and are we going to allow and require ethanol to participate in the rationing? That's my biggest fear, is that one of these years we're not going to have it. And you remember 1983 and 1988 in Iowa, it was pretty ugly. If we hit one of those, given our policy at the present time, it's going to be a very, very bad situation.
Steve Meyer, who was testifying on behalf of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that we need the ability to suspend the renewable fuel standard if we hit a short supply of corn because of drought in the years to come. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, you trust Oklahoma State's Wheat Research to help you make the right choices for your field. When it's time to make that choice, choose the best. OSU developed varieties marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is a big winner in all areas and is the number two planted variety in the state. And Billings is disease resistant with high yield potential. Remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Invest in high yields and the future of Oklahoma wheat farming. Log on today to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.